I was just explaining the same thing you have been told so many times. It is to know oneself. Just withdraw yourself from outside world, from the outgoing faculty, by stilling your mind, by concentrating at the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes, where the soul receives at the time of death. There you become conscious of your, awareness, self-awareness, by rising, by forgetting the physical body. Then that controlling power is within you. You see? Then you can know Him. That is why all masters enjoin that we must know ourselves first. Self-knowledge precedes Godhead. So when you become concentrated, sotvanta, as I told you many times, that sot or attention is to whatever way it is, I mean directed, you can work wonders in that line. It's all feet of the attention. You first become attentive, you see, concentrated within your own self by withdrawing from all outside. Then you are able to know yourself first from rising above physical body. Then by rising still, cosmogonism, macrocosm is in the microcosm. Jo brahmande so hi pinde, jo khoje so paave. So we have got the physical body, physical. We have to rise above it, then we have got the astral body, we have to work in the other self, higher self, and then still beyond there is a plane which is called causal body. And beyond that, when you rise above first from physical body, you will have self-awareness. When you rise above astral body and causal body, you will rise into your true I-hood, and you will see you and Father are one, I and my Father. So the whole thing depends on concentration of your attention within yourself. Then whichever way you direct your attention, you will work wonders. So that attention is then when it is just directed to the body, like wrestlers, you see, they become physically strong. When that attention is directed to the centers of your brain, we find wonderful inventions we make. And that very attention, when it is directed to the over self, it becomes the mouthpiece of God. So remember, what you find there, your inner eye open, God into expression, power has two phases, light and sun. We are all worshippers of that great light. In whomsoever that light manifests, he is a true follower, he is a true Sikh, he is a true Mohammedan, he is a true Hindu, he is a true Christian. So these schools of thought are there. If we have to see how many students have reached that goal. That very school is, you see, creditable, who turns out many such like people. So remain in any formation, in any school of thought you are on. But the purpose for which you have joined that school, that should be before you. And that is to have God consciousness. You cannot have God consciousness unless you have got your own self, your own consciousness. How to invert from outside, this is there. That you have the impetus from somebody who is God, who is Sotvan, with little thought of his many things. Many people sit down, their attention will be withdrawn from outside, leave the physical body, for a while you open the inner eye to see. When you see him only, then the true love comes from within us. Because we see, we enjoy him, that is why we can have love for him truly. With the world we have got love because we see. Whom we have not seen, how can the true love be there? So for that they say, sit by somebody, you can open your inner eye to see the light of God into expression. When you see naturally it's all love, and you are also a drop of the ocean of all that all love, you see, your love will flare up. Then when your inner eye opens, you will see the light of God within all these temples of body we are carrying. You see, God is light in every heart. You are there too. But our attention is only diverted to the outside things. We have become as if were identified with them. We are so much so that we have forgotten ourselves, you see. Unless we have self-awareness by withdrawing from outside and then rising above outgoing faculties at the seat of the soul, where soul, when leaves the body, it comes over that. There only you have awareness of yourself, only then the further way can be had to the ourself. You can have contact with that. It is only possible there. That is why all masters said, know thyself first. Without that you cannot know God, because God cannot be had by outward observations. You see? Kingdom of God is within you. You have to invert inside, tap inside, Emerson said. That's the basic thing. You see, God consciousness is the highest goal. And these schools of thought were meant only for that purpose, guided by such like masters who had that experience with themselves and could give demonstration of that to others. They are competent with a little thought of them to withdraw the attention from outside, rise above body consciousness, and open the inner eye to see the light of God. Who can do that? Only such a truly speaking, according to the saints, is a real guru or sadhu. True guru is the God in him. No, but we respect the Son of Man at whose pole that is manifest. So remain where you are in any school of thought. All schools of thoughts were meant for that purpose. Now we have to see how far we have advanced, when we have got the very purpose for which we joined those schools of thought. Then you have made the best use of your man-body. If not, then please wake up. It is getting too late. Already we have wasted our lives. Just make effort to be on the way. And for that purpose, ABC will start when you rise above body consciousness. When the world philosophy then, their religion starts. And this experience of rising above body consciousness is given by somebody who is competent. And when you sit by him before that, you are as it were a blind man, you see all darkness. When you sit by him, your inner eye opens, you see no darkness, but light. You may have got a little capital of that to start with, then dwell from day to day. So that is the bread of life and the water of life, which is the bread of life, you see. So our spiritual health depends in life of mind and body more. This is a teaching given by almost all masters who came in the past. So long as they were there, they had that experience. When they left, their golden treasures are with us to guide us. But true interpretation will be given by only such like people who see. Others at the level of intellectual interpret in so many ways. So masters see and then say. And they are also able to give demonstration of seeing, opening the inner eye to see the light of God.